Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. After Thursday's debate, some Democrats are openly asking whether Joe Biden should be their party's presidential nominee. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
For many Americans watching and listening to the debate, Joe Biden's subpar performance confirmed fears that at age 81, he's too old for another four-year term in office. Now there are worried Democrats, Biden supporters, and op-ed writers, even at the New York Times, saying it's time for the president to leave the race. After the debate, Mr. Biden told reporters he did well, but even some of his most faithful allies don't see it that way. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Russia's defense ministry says officials have been ordered to prepare a response to U.S. drone flights over the Black Sea. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The ministry says the drones conduct intelligence and targeting for precision weapons supplied to the Ukrainian military by Western countries for strikes on Russian facilities. And Russia says such flights increase the risk of a direct confrontation between NATO and the Russian Federation, and that NATO members will bear responsibility for that. Washington and Moscow have clashed before over U.S. drones in the Black Sea. Today's statement by Russia follows a Ukrainian attack on Crimea's largest city last weekend with U.S.-made missiles, which Russia claims killed four and injured 150. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court with several rulings today, including making it harder to charge Capitol riot defendants with obstruction. The charge also has been brought against former President Trump. The justices ruled Friday the charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof defendants tried to tamper with or destroy documents. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 45 points, the Nasdaq dropped 126. This is SRN News. The Freedom From Religion Foundation's at it again.
The prominent atheist organization is pressuring the Bartlett, Tennessee Police Department to paint over a Bible verse on display inside headquarters. Underneath an American flag on one wall are inscribed the words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The foundation claims that the verse is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A lawsuit might be coming if the police don't give in. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court's reinstating an agency rule that prohibits residents from using X instead of male or female on state-issued driver's licenses or identification cards. The justices have issued an order staying a lower court injunction that blocked the rule. Arkansas is just the latest among several Republican-majority states taking steps to legally define sex as binary. Arkansas officials say the practice is not supported. The wife of a prominent American film star is coming under fire by an Israeli group. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
An Israeli civil rights organization has asked the American Attorney General to investigate civil rights attorney Amal Clooney for possible violations of the Hague Invasion Act. The Shirat Hadin organization wants the wife of actor George Clooney charged with a felony for her participation in the investigation of war crimes by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu while she was on American soil. That investigation resulted in arrest warrants being issued against the Israeli Prime Minister, Defense Minister, and two leaders of the Hamas terrorist organization. The act was passed to protect military personnel and U.S. allies from actions by international courts lacking jurisdiction over the United States. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.